It gets dark around here early because of all the crows, what they want and where they came from, no one really knows. Crows are sour and surly, with reason I suppose. There are crows,
crows,
crows in the trees, saying crow things, doing as they please. There are crows,
crows,
crows everywhere, but when I think of you, dear, I don't care.
Harper Audio presents A Series of Unfortunate Events, Book the Seventh, The Vile Village, by Lemony Snicket, performed by Tim Curry. Poor Beatrice. When we were together, I felt breathless. Now, you are. Chapter 1. No matter who you are, no matter where you live, and no matter how many people are chasing you, what you don't read is often as important as what you do read. For instance, if you are walking in the mountains and you don't read the sign that says, "Beware of Cliff," because you are busy reading a joke book instead, you may suddenly find yourself walking on air rather than on a sturdy bed of rocks. If you are baking a pie for your friends, and you read an article entitled, "How to Build a Chair," instead of a cookbook, your pie will probably end up tasting like wood and nails, instead of like crust and fruity filling. And if you insist on reading this book instead of something more cheerful, you will most certainly find yourself moaning in despair, instead of wriggling in delight. So if you have any sense at all, you will put this book down and pick up another one. I know of a book, for instance, called The Littlest Elf, which tells the story of a teensy-weensy little man who scurries around fairyland having all sorts of adorable adventures, and you can see at once that you should probably read The Littlest Elf and wriggle over the lovely things that happened to this imaginary creature in a made-up place, instead of reading this book and moaning over the terrible things that happened to the three Baudelaire orphans in the village where I am now typing these very words. The misery, woe, and